Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am so excited, so ecstatic to have you joining us today. This is your lovely, stunning, and magnificent host, if I say so myself. This is Charvette Mitchell, bringing you another phenomenal show, outstanding show. You know we do this every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We bring you wonderful guests from all across the world wide web, and today is no different. Certainly want to give a big shout out to those that are checking out the show from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and several other blogs across the world wide web. We say, hey, how you doing? And thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And of course, to those that are listening from Stella Award-winning iShopForJoy.com, we say hello. Big shout out to you as well. Oh, and iTunes. Can't forget you guys either. Listen, today's show is off the chain. We're going to start the top of the hour out with our health and wellness spotlight. That's right. Back to popular demand, we're going to be talking to Tony Winston and Stacey Rodriguez, the founders of YouGal. Oh, my goodness. They have a phenomenal event coming to the city. And we're also going to get some healthy tips for eating and all that good stuff. You know, we try to live healthy, wealthy, and wise. So you want to keep it locked. Then we're going to go into our artist spotlight. Yes, our artist spotlight with Todd Delaney. He is a phenomenal young man. He was drafted to the New York Mets, and then he pursued a professional baseball career, ended up in gospel music, and he's here to talk to us today about his single, Pulling Me Three. You're going to get to hear it. It's off the chain. He's sung with, oh my goodness, Smokey Norville, Vanessa Bell, Armstrong, Donnie McCorklin. So you want to keep it locked. And then we're going to wrap the show up with our comedy spotlight with comedian Simi Mitchell. So you don't want to go anywhere. Right now, my first segment, we're going to kick it off right now. I have in the virtual studio with us the lovely ladies. You've heard them before. They were featured on the Dr. Oz show, Tony Winston and Stacey Rodriguez. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're good.
Good. Glad to have you guys back. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Listen, I want to give listeners who may be just hearing about you for the first time a little bit of background about you guys. And I'm going to go to Stacey first. Stacey, tell us, how did you guys get started?
Hey, well, Tony Winston and myself, we were on the Dr. Oz show. September, October, November, and December of last year, we were on a weight loss challenge to lose 2 dress sizes within 90 days. And, of course, you know, you gals, we put the work in, we beat the challenge. We actually had results better than we expected. So what we decided to do is, with the opportunity that was given to us, we packaged up all the information we were given, everything that we learned along the way, and we decided that we had to give that back to other people. So YouGals was formed. We're here to coach other people to reaching their goals, getting past the hurdles, some similar to the ones that we experienced, and getting you guys to your goal.
Oh, right. We love it. And I got to tell you, you ladies look phenomenal. Every time I see you, whether it's online or in person, you just got that sleek kind of look. It looks like you took years off of your life as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And listeners, you can see before and after pictures of our guests if you go to their website, www.theyougals.com, and you can see before and after pictures. Really cool. And it's also cool that you all still have blogs on the official website for Dr. Oz. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're writing every week.
Every week, so you can actually see official blogs on Dr. Oz. I like Dr. Oz because he's so informative. Like the show, you learn something. It's entertaining but informative as well.
Indeed.
Cool. All right, so what I love about you guys is that you all have like a different theme each day with kind of your health your health and wellness. And today is Try It Tuesdays. And so that's where you kind of tell people to do something different, try something new or different with your food so they don't get bored. So, Tony, what's something, some of the things that you've tried in your diet that has helped you along the way?
For me, in the beginning, I was anti-nut. And they, you know, they say almonds and walnuts will fill you. So I began to add nuts into my diet. Something else that I've added are beans. I actually just bought this black bean packet the other day, and I'm going to try that out. Trying different seasonings on my food so that they're not the same. So instead of just that same chicken breast, I may have a curry chicken, or I may have a stewed chicken where I'm adding tomatoes and garlic and onions, you know, just some extra flavor, all kinds of seasonings I'm trying, some fresh herbs. So that's what's been getting me through. Not the same, the same food, but with a little different flavor.
Oh, right. And so what time is dinner at your house tonight again?
Well, the chicken is still in the fridge.
That was just a joke. That was a joke.
But you know you're always welcome, Charbette.
Okay, great. Thank you. Remember you said that. Remember you said
I will.
That. And Stacey, what about you? What are some of the things you've tried on Try It Tuesday?
I will say it's pretty much the same as Tony. One thing I have learned to do is I'm no secret. I'm Puerto Rican. Boricua's in the house. And a lot of our foods, a lot of our foods are fried. So, like, for instance, we have plantains that we normally would eat. And normally you fry them, but I've actually learned to start baking them. So you're actually cutting back on the fat, doing it that way. So that's been one technique that I've been doing for Try It Tuesdays. Another thing is also we eat beans a lot. It's rice and beans and chicken. Instead of just having the beans, you know, like on the side or on my rice, I actually started to use those beans and incorporate them into my meals. So, yes, I mean, it's been tasty. It's just it's learning how to really just add flavor to those healthy foods. I mean, the herb garden has become my friend. I sometimes hit Tony's little herb garden and steal her herbs, too.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you have an actual garden, like, planted either in your house or outside?
Well, what I will say is my mom has an herb garden. Shout out to Vanessa Nixon. And what she does is she will, she has an herb garden. You want it, she has it. And a lot of times she will bring things over. Somehow I'm starting to get herbs for gifts. And I don't know if I quite like that. But she puts them in pots, and I'll come home, and on my front step, I may have basil and thyme. And I do share them with Stacy. And she, in turn, makes things like sofrito for me with some of the herbs. So I do have some pots. I'm not going to say full-fledged garden. I did that the year before, not real successful, but I have some pots of herbs.
Okay, great. So the key is to really get into using herbs and different types of seasoning to help with the flavor. Okay, I like that. I like that. And a lot of people struggle when they go grocery shopping and they pick up the wrong things. And they're like, oh, well, I'm just going to have two Oreo cookies. And then the next thing you know, like half the pack is gone after you finish watching, Jersey Shore or whatever reality show you may be into. So what tips do you have for people that are trying to live healthy, wealthy, and wise when they're going grocery shopping? Tony, what do you do? What are techniques that you use when you go grocery shopping?
I've learned to leave those things in the store because if they're at home, if they're at home with me, I know that I tell people I don't have self-control. That's just being honest.
Yeah.
A six-pack of something may be gone in a day when I intended for it to be there 2 weeks. So I'm not saying that I don't have things or I haven't had things, but for me, it's just easier to stick to the plan because when I go outside of the plan is when I fail. My splurge, if I want something sweet, because sweets are my demon, per se.
As is most of us.
Right. There's this trail mix kind of deal. And it has a lot more sugar than we intend or would like people to have, but it's a healthy snack because it contains almonds, dark chocolate, and dried cranberries. That is like takes me over the top. It costs more than I would really like to pay. It's like $5 a bag. But Stacey shows up and says, where's that trail mix, man? Where's it at? I'm like, oh, I got it. So that I had to learn to substitute my snacks. So some people say, well, I'll just eat one donut, and that doesn't work for me. You know, if it works for some people, that's great. I just have to choose to make smart decisions, because if I don't, I end up on a downward spiral.
All right. Leave the Oreos in the grocery store. Good advice. And that's good, sound, solid advice. All right. And Stacey, what about you? When you go grocery shopping, what kind of tips? What does your cart look like?
My cart. So I have two small kids. So I will say there are some little treats that they eat that I do pick up for them. So for me, like, I have to have self-control when it's in the house. I know that sugar is a food felon. So, you know, when I'm tempted to reach for it, in all honesty, when I'm tempted to reach for it, I also look at the results that I've achieved, and that gives me the willpower just to put it down because I'm still on the mission.
Right.
But, you know, my shopping cart, if you run into me in the supermarket, it's not a surprise to see fresh fruits. Veggies, I'll cut them up and eat that. I recently discovered one snack, which is like my all-time favorite, which is non-fat plain Greek yogurt.
I heard about that.
Girl, let me tell you the recipe.
Damn.
You mix it with some agave nectar. I take walnuts and I crush it up, and I'll take like blueberries or strawberries. I mean, do whatever fruit you like the most, you like the best. Mm-hmm. You mix that all up and then shave some dark chocolate on top of it.
Ooh.
Girl,
also, be more
careful.
I like it. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com, but heard all across the world wide web. This is your host, Charvette Mitchell. Listen, check me out online at www.charvette.com. You can keep up with all the past shows, get connected with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Hey, follow me also on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And we are talking to two dynamic ladies, the owners of You Gals, Stacey Rodriguez and Tony Winston. All right, so you all have a wonderful event that's coming up. Tony, tell us about your upcoming event.
Well, what we have coming up is going to be on October the 30th. It is our You Gals Lunch, Learn, and Latin Groove.
Right.
There's going to be a series of these events that we're hoping to bring to Richmond and hopefully other places. And it's going to be from noon until 2. And what we're going to do is basically we're going to have a lunch, a light fare, some things that are UGAL approved. So there will not be any fried chicken and spare ribs, you know. There will be a light fare. Then we're going to have a speaker. We're going to have Michelle Lewis coming in. And she's going to come in and speak about her topic, Do It Afraid. Michelle is a 2008 track and field Olympian, and she has a story that will encourage and motivate. So we have her coming in to talk to the crowd. And then we will also end the day with Flocko of Latin Vintage. You may see his name on the flyer as Windsor Jewel, but he dances as Flocko. And we're going to come in and we're going to learn some different, like, Latin steps, you know, get your groove on kind of thing. And basically just show that moving doesn't mean just working out. We want to get rid of the stereotypical what moving really means.
Great. And with the Dancing with the Stars being so popular with the new season, I think that definitely appeals to a lot of people. And so certainly you probably picked Latin grooves. Stacey, I think you probably had a hand in that, didn't you?
A little bit of an influence there. just a little.
Great. And so how much is this event, Stacey?
So the event is going to be $25. Per person. You can order your tickets via our website, which is www.theyougals.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook for some additional information if you need that, and we can provide that to you as well.
Great. And the actual location of the event?
Right. It's going to be at the Richmond Marriott West in the west end of Richmond, and the address there is 4240 Dominion Boulevard. So it's going to be at the Marriott out in Innsbruck.
Okay, great, great, great. And so, you know, someone might say, why are you doing this type of event and you look to do others? You know, what's the motivation behind it, Stacey?
Well, what we really want people to know is the event, specifically the one on October the 30th, you know, it's geared to really empowering you to overcome your hurdles and your obstacles And to really understand how your fear can actually become your strength, and that will actually become a tool in helping you to overcome your weight loss struggles. You know, this event is not just to nurture your mind by, you know, letting you know that sometimes the impossible is possible and it's very much a reality, but it also nurtures your body by showing you that these 10,000 steps are going to be fun, they're going to be sexy, we're going to have a great time. So we really want people to start looking at a healthy lifestyle in a fun way, because you guys are all about fun, balance, and good times.
Oh, right. And somebody might be listening saying, wait a minute, what is she talking about, 10,000 steps? What is that? Please explain that.
Well, 10,000 steps is crucial to weight loss. I mean, studies have been done across the world about this magic number of 10,000 steps. It equates to 5 miles a day. And in getting it every single day, it is guaranteed that you will lose the weight.
But you need to include that with a healthy eating. You can't just be walking or moving and eating whatever you want to. It needs to go hand in hand.
Great. And the last time that you guys were on the show, you gave you had a drawing for one of our listeners, and they won a speedometer so they could check their 10,000 steps. So certainly big shout-out for you all for doing that and sponsoring that giveaway.
Oh, thank you. Our followers are definitely very excited to get that.
Great. Okay, well, I have enjoyed you, ladies. I'm excited for you. I think this is going to be an awesome event. I'm going to be there, too, so I can learn a Latin. Yeah, so I can learn a Latin move or two. You know, I went on a cruise, when did I go, in May, and they have, like, little dance, different stuff around the boat, around the ship, and they had a Latin kind of class, and I do remember one move was, and I'm probably going to say it wrong, but it's the microphone move or the lead singer move, where you move one leg to the right, move to one leg to the left, but you keep your mouth straight ahead like you're singing in the microphone. Am I saying that right? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay. Well, we're going to see. We'll scratch that. We're going to see what kind of Latin grooves you all have. Again, Tony, give us all the information for the event and the contact information.
Saturday, October 30th, from 12 noon until 2 p.m., is going to be at the Richmond Marriott West, 4240 Dominion Boulevard in Glen Allen, Virginia, which is a Richmond suburb. If you would like to pay by PayPal, just go on to the www.theugals.com and go to our upcoming events page, and you can pay by PayPal. If you need to reach us, you can email us at theugals@gmail.com. So come out and enjoy, and we will be there with the bells on.
And, Charvette, don't forget, Geraldine, that you seem a professional with that class you took. Save us a little salsa dance for me.
Look, let me bring your hopes back. Let me bring your expectations back down to earth. I don't know how well I'm going to do. I'm going to stand in the back of the class. I won't embarrass myself.
Nah, we're going to get it, girl. We're going to get it.
Listen, I enjoy you, and I'm just making y'all kind of like our resident health and wellness gurus for the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, listeners, Tony Winston and Stacey Rodriguez, as seen on Dr. Oz show. You can go to Dr. Oz's website, check out their blogs. They have blogs there on Dr. Oz's website every week, and then certainly again, theugals.com. All right, ladies, well, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going into our artist spotlight. He is hanging out in the virtual studio right now. We're going to be bringing Todd Delaney to the mic. You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
IndustryBuzz3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Gs, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Gs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Gs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Gs.com.
We pray that you get this message about HIV the virus. You give me your full attention. There is no question about it. Just don't ignore what we're saying. This is not a game you wanna play in. Get this message for those who love you. It's something that anyone can do. Please don't ignore what we're saying. This is not a game you wanna play in. If you're not using protection, you're headed in the wrong direction. If you love your partner completely, you can both get tested discreetly. Get that message for those who love you. It's something that anyone can do.
And influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. And thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is your host, Charvette. So excited to have you joining us. Those that are listening from Twitter and from Facebook and from MySpace and all across the World Wide Web, we're just tickled pink to have you. And, of course, those that are listening from Stellar Award-winning iShoutForJoy.com, we say, hey, how you doing? Listen, we're rolling into our second segment, our artist spotlight. You know, I love to spotlight various artists, and I am glad to have on the show today Todd Delaney. I'm bringing him to the virtual mic right now. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Charvette? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
Oh, we are glad to chat with you and hear about your music ministry and your single, Pulling Me Through. I'm telling you, it's hot. It's hot. And listeners, you're going to get to hear the single. But I want our listeners, you're welcome. I want our listeners to find out a little bit more about you. So you have an interesting background. You actually play professional baseball with the New York Mets. You got to tell us about that.
A little professional baseball. That was my path, and that was what I thought that I was going to do forever. I started out as a young, I think I was 5 years old when my parents first signed me up to play baseball, and I played throughout my whole entire life and actually really, really excelled at it and was drafted in 2001 by the New York Mets, and I signed a baseball contract to play, play and work my way up the ranks to play for them. And so we traveled. My parents, they would come to every game, and we would play, and then all of a sudden God changed my path, and I'm excited about this path just as I was that one.
Wow, he orchestrates our lives. He certainly orchestrates our lives. And sometimes I heard, now his name is going to slip my mind, I heard an actor say once, and this wasn't a Christian person per se, but he said sometimes you have to follow where your dreams are going at the current time, and because they will lead you down the actual path. So you have to follow where your passion and your dream is for that moment, and it'll actually lead you down where you're supposed to be. So,
and I'm gonna add to that. Somebody said, and I can't remember, just like you. Somebody
come on,
actually, right? Somebody said to me that that a that oh now y'all didn't, I don't forget what it even said, but no, they said that sometimes that a good thing will keep you from reaching the greatest thing. And so for me, baseball was good for me, but the greatest thing now I'm realizing is serving God and singing and doing ministry. And actually it comes easier to me than playing baseball. In baseball I really had to focus, but it was you know, I was good at it. But ministry actually comes like very, very easy to me. So
wow, awesome. And then that's definitely a sign that it is your ministry. And so how did music ministry start for you? How did you make that transition to know that this was the direction you were supposed to be going?
Well, I came home after I was actually released from the New York Mets. And so what you actually do when you get released, you actually people hook on with other teams. I mean, like I was 18 years old and I played professional baseball, so I could have easily been playing forever, you know what I mean, at
right.
that age. And so I could have latched on with another team, but when I came home, I came and I went to a service, and it was the first service of a gospel artist by the name of Smokey Norfolk. His ministry was opening, and it was his first, like, midweek service, and I went to that service. And gave my life to the Lord that night, and I enjoyed it so much, and I started going every week. I was enjoying it. I was hungry for the Lord,
wow.
and he asked me to serve on his praise team. And so I just was serving on the praise team and singing, not wanting anything, you know what I mean? And then he later on asked me, hey, come with me, travel with me, and sing background for me. And this is how it began. And from there, this is what you have.
Oh, outstanding. And so what do you think your music ministry brings to the gospel music industry?
I believe it brings a new sound, a fresh sound, a fresh anointing, just something new for people to hear. It's not going to be your traditional, a hand clapper, toe tapper.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's definitely something that, God birthed directly in me. And so, I just bring a newness, a freshness. I'm young, and I like to jump around on stage a little bit, And so, just a little fresh life.
Okay, I like that. And certainly, I think that gospel music has impacts, a wide-reaching impact. And so you don't have to have just the foot stomping, or you don't have to have – just praise and worship. There are people who are attracted to gospel music more so now than they were in the past that may not even necessarily be Christian, but they're drawn to our music. So I think definitely artists have a responsibility to put out what God gives them.
Yes, you're right.
Short. Okay, good. And so tell us about your single, Pulling Me Through. Did you write that?
Yeah.
How did that come to you?
Pulling Me Through, that's my baby. That's my testimony. And Pulling Me Through came to me on my 25th birthday. On that day, December 20th, my 25th birthday, I was sitting there in my apartment. And what had happened, it's no really big story, but what it is is that my father was struggling, and he was in the hospital. And so I was dealing with a lot of different things that were beginning to attack my mind. And so what I was doing was I was beginning to be like, God, why am I here? I used to play professional baseball, and now I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? Starting to feel like that and resenting God a little bit. And God really had to remind me that, hey, I've done so much for you. I've pulled you through so much. So how are you going to talk to me like that? And so through him speaking to me that day and saying that, that's where that song came from. God, it was you. It was you pulling me through. I'm sure it was you, and I'm so sorry for even talking to you like that.
And I love pulling me. You could have said bringing me through. You could have said, but pulling, because sometimes we want to stay in stuff. He really does have to pull us through. Well, you know what? I got to let the listeners hear this. You set it up so well. So, listeners, check out Pulling Me Through by Todd Delaney. Stay right there.
God did it for them, just say it was you, Father.
Nobody but you are.
Oh,
stumbled a few times. When I cried, oh, when it fell nice, I wanted to give up now. All of our fraternity walked away from me. God was the only one. Lord, it was you. To point towards heaven and say, it was you, Father. Nobody but you, Lord.
Other people have walked out, situations have walked out on them, but when you think about it, God has never dropped you, never left you.
Never, and he could have so many times, me.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and still can,
yeah.
You know, still can.
Yes, I like it. And so do you write all of your music, or do you work with other writers?
For this album, I wrote 9 songs on the album, and then there's one that's written by an artist named Kevin Gray here in Chicago, Illinois. He's a great writer as well, and so I'm open to both ways. But this particular album, I wrote the majority of the record.
Okay, and so tell us about some of the other songs that you have on that project.
Oh my goodness, some of the other songs. Let's see, the album is really geared towards praise and worship, and the album
okay.
is going to be entitled "Pulling Me Through," but it's really geared towards praise and worship. And what we want to do through the other songs and through all the, you know, through "Pulling Me Through" as well, is bring an atmosphere of just straight worship so things can happen in those atmospheres, healing and deliverance, and just really open up the atmosphere for worship. There's a wide range of songs, but all of them are geared towards really just bringing the glory of the Lord to every situation that we go to.
Great. And if there's a, you know, praise and worship leader that's listening, what advice do you give to, you know, praise and worship leaders all across the country, you know, in their local churches? What kind of advice do you give to them that will help them?
This is my favorite. You know, whenever people ask me, this is what I live by, is involve the people. Allow the people to sing. Sometimes as worship leaders, we sing too much. You know what I mean? And if you just singing, singing, nobody else can get what they need, you know, and you just singing to me. You know what I'm saying? And so
Yes, we
don't want to hear that. Allow the people to sing. You know what I mean? So, and like, you know, even in choosing songs, you know, I choose songs that are easy to catch on to. Everybody can say, he'll never walk out on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just very simple, so we can all sing it together, and you're not just standing there looking at me. We, you know, we should all lift our hands together and sing one voice to the Lord. So.
That is good advice. Allow the people to sing. And it's so simple, but it's so foundational that some people perhaps have gotten away from that.
Yeah, we do. We want to sing. You know, when we get the mic, we sometimes let us sing, and I'm guilty of it. Yeah.
Yeah, honey, we want that mic. We want the mic.
Price to pay.
But we certainly want God's glory above us wanting the mic. And that's why I like one of Kiara's shared song, Make Me Invisible. I like that, and I think that's good for any worship leaders or presiders or exalters or whatever role you do. So some free advice there from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and Mr. Todd Delaney. How can people pick up the single? Where can they go to purchase it?
The single, you can go to goldstreetgospel.com, which is my record label. Let me say that right now.
Goldstreetgospel.com. Big shout out to them.
Yeah, big shout out. Goldstreetgospel.com. They have it where you can purchase it on MP3. And you can go to also reverbnation.com/Todd Delaney or also industrybuzz.com/Todd Delaney. And I believe it's on iTunes. I'm not sure. Don't quote me there, but you know, those places, people go out and get it there, go out and check it out. And then check me out on Facebook as well, Todd Delaney, TODDDULANEY.
There you go, all the contact information. And listeners, if you're on my Facebook, I posted a link on my page to his record company, so that'll make it real easy for you, make it real easy. And he's tagged also in the post, so it'll make it real easy if you're like, I can't find it, I'm trying to find it. We're helping you out.
Yeah,
if you
my
just
big
tuned in.
Yeah.
Yes. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on iShoutForJoy.com, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Those that are just tuning in, we say hello to you. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines in the chat room, we say hello to you as well. And, of course, those that will check out the show in the archive, we say hello to you as well. Hey, the easiest way to keep up with me is to go to Charvette.com. Charvette.com will allow you to listen to all past shows, sign up for my email list, connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, you can have the show downloaded to your iPod or iPhone for free through iTunes. All you got to do is search for Charvette. All right, so, Todd, when can we expect the full project to be available?
The full project will be available actually Friday, October the 15th.
This week,
October the 15th, the project will be available, and it should be available in your Walmarts, wherever you are, and I think Target as well. So I'm picking up on this as we go along, but I know Walmart was for sure, so.
Okay, great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Big
shout out. I know it's like you said, birthing a baby, and I think we ought to give you a big hand clap. Yes. I'm sure you've done a lot of work on this project and just glad to see it come to fruition. Do you have any upcoming events that people can hear you at?
Oh, I'll be in Chicago on Kingdom Global Ministries this Friday night on the 15th for the release, and as well as an event on Saturday, but Friday night, I'm sure the address, you know, you're going to catch me off guard right now because I don't know the address for the one on Saturday. On Friday night, you come out to Ford Heights, Illinois, Bishop Franklin, his church in Chicago, Illinois, and check it out there. It's a 10 o'clock. It's an overnight youth explosion, so I'm going to really be loose there and have a good time with the youth and sharing the gospel there.
All right, outstanding. And again, listeners, check him out on Facebook, and then I'm sure you can just – that's the easiest way to keep up with all of the comings and goings and events and releases and all of that. Well, Todd, we have certainly enjoyed you and certainly wish you much success and blessings with your project. And, again, we love the single, Pulling Me Through. Listeners, check him out online, pick up the project, pick up the single, do all that good stuff. And the last question I have for you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence.
Mm-hmm.
What continues to motivate Todd Delaney?
Jesus.
Oh.
I'm in pursuit of him, and I'm trying to learn him. That's my primary motivation.
Just keep
your eyes on him. Don't look at church, don't look at what's going on in the news, keep your eyes on Jesus. Now, I'm not saying don't be abreast on what's going on in the news.
Right.
Don't let it sway you one way or the other. look at Jesus and keep a relationship with him. That's what keeps me going. Sometimes we fall, but Jesus allows us to get back up. His grace and mercy covers us. So that's my motivation.
Oh, do you preach as well?
No, I don't. No, I don't. People
ask me,
no, I'm in worship now. Just, don't move too fast.
Right. Oh, I like that. I like that, being in pursuit of him. I like that. Again, thank you so much, and we look forward to keeping our eye on you and having you back later on and talking to you a little bit more.
Thank you. I will definitely love to be back. Thank you, Charvette.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Listeners, keep it locked right there. Our third segment is coming up. My guest is in the virtual studio. She is mad funny. Oh, my goodness. Simi Mitchell, and no relation, but, you know, I think I'm funny too, but she is totally hilarious. Christian comedian, does hilarious, clean comedy. She is in the virtual studio. We're going to be bringing her to the mic right after this commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Day, your voice, your story, on industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3Z.
What's up, fam? This is your boy, Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm your host, Charvette. So glad to have you joining us today. Oh, my goodness. Listen, this next young lady, this dynamic young lady that's coming to the mic is a Christian comedian. She specializes in stand-up. Oh, and she does a whole lot of other things. And I'm telling you, you're just going to need to keep it locked right here. I'm bringing to the mic right now Ms. Simi Mitchell. Welcome to the show, Simi.
Thank you, Charvette. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Great.
Now, am I saying your first name correctly?
You are. It's Simi. Simi like Jimmy with the S.
All right, I got it. I'm always making sure I say it right, honey. I want to say it right. Now, let me tell you, I went to your website, and I went to your media page, and listened to your promo, the video, and I was cracking up laughing. Oh, my goodness. Where does all of that come from? Like, how do you do the improvisation, you do the stand-up, you have the characters of Grandma Gertrude and Deacon Goodfoot. Where do you get all that from?
you know what? I've been raised in church and been in church my whole life, and the characters are really a little bit of what you see growing up in church. So you just take all the funny stuff and put it together, and you will have a character.
I am, because you can't make the stuff that goes on in church, you can't make it up because it's so funny.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious, and we've all been there and done that. We've been little kids, and, you know, you've seen a deacon talking way too much, and, you know, your grandmother who's half senile is like, why don't he shut up, you know,
uh-huh.
And you see those type of characters, you know, the deacon that prays with one eye open and one closed, trying to see who's single in the church, telling everybody that God called them to be their wife. He done told 20 women that he's trying to find which one's going to accept the offer. So,
uh-huh.
You know. It's just a wonderful thing. You know, we've all had a Grandma Gertrude, somebody that's on the motherboard who, you know, she's older and she thinks she still got it going on. And, you know, she loves the communion. She shows up for communion. Communion Sunday, yeah. She's going to be there early. So
she can get a little sip, huh?
Yes. she takes one communion and the other one she stuffs in her bra. For later on.
Oh my goodness! And these characters, this is where I wish we had. This was TV and not radio, because you actually are like in full character when you do Grandma Gertrude and Deacon Goodfoot. And so, how did you come up with the costumes?
Well, you know, with Deacon Goodfoot, what I did was, you know, I knew it was a deacon. I kind of mimicked some things that I saw at church with the older deacons wearing the plaid outfit, colors that kind of don't go together. So I took the plaid, you know, the cream of wheat suit with the mint green in the inside and the clip-on tie because they don't know how to tie it up, you know, and, you know, the extra curly hair, you know. I just took things that I seen. You know, they have their characters. When it comes time for doing whatever the you know, the title is at church, but then the way they dress, it's just hilarious. So
right.
I just did the same thing. Deacon Goodfoot has one foot that's five times bigger than the other foot.
Oh, Lord.
And he calls that the Goodfoot, and they call him Deacon Goodfoot, you know. And then Grandma Gertrude, she has, you know, she wears glasses, and her eyes are just really unattractive, and they look like they got a shot of glaucoma in them. You know, but she tells them that she could, yeah, you know, she got a touch of glaucoma. But, you know, so it's just, you know, the characters that you see, it's not too many skinny mothers in the church.
Right.
You know, it's
true.
Really not. Most of the mothers in the church got a little bit of meat on their bone.
Yeah.
And they love to wear the curly wigs and the little hats. So, I mean, it just comes together.
It just comes together. Why is it so important that people laugh?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, as a Christian people, we are way too serious.
Yeah.
And we have somehow related being serious to the anointing.
Mm.
I don't know how that transpired, but we seem to think the more serious we are, the more anointed and closer to God we are. And that's so
mm-hmm.
far from the truth. God has a sense of humor, and He loves to make us laugh. He does things to make us laugh. And Jesus had a sense of humor. You know, you could tell how he would say things. You know, woman, what do I have to do with thee? You see, I'm in the temple. I'm 12 years old. I'm trying to teach these people. The way he would say things was smart
right.
sometimes. And
right.
so, you know, it's laughter is needed in the church because we don't have to be serious all the time. When we're talking about Jesus, that's a serious subject. But
right.
we deserve to laugh and have a good time and be lighthearted as well. We deserve that as a people, and God wants that for us.
I totally agree. And medical science has shown that people that laugh live longer and are healthier and better skin and all that good stuff too.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The best thing about laughter is we all know how to cry. You don't have to teach
mm-hmm.
anyone how to do that. But
nope.
if you can look at your situation and find a little bit of humor in it and laugh about it, it'll even help you get through the situation. Don't
That's
take
true.
Yourself too seriously. No one else does.
No one else does. I like it. Simi, what is your web address so listeners can go there, find out more about you, and see your video reel?
Oh, please go to Simi, that's S-Y-M as in Mary, M as in Mary, I-E, the number 2, laugh.com. Simi.com. SYMMIE2LAS.com.
Great.
They'll catch me there.
If you're in the chat room, the link is there. And also, if you're on my Facebook, the link is on my Facebook page. Okay, so there are questions that I always like to ask comedians because I think just in your travels, you've seen so much, you know so much, and I like to get your opinion. Okay, so relationships. Relationships are always a big topic. Everyone thinks they know about a relationship. From your comedic standpoint, what is wrong with relationships today? What's wrong?
Oh, how you want to put me on the spot?
Yes, ma'am. You on the spot.
Relationships, and we're talking about marriage relationships or
any way you want to answer it. Any way you want to answer it.
Well, you know what? I really think one of the things that's going on right now is we seeing with the economy that a lot of people don't have, whereas before they had it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think that's going on in a lot of relationships that are people covet. People covet one another. And we serve a God, and, you know, we serve a God that's big enough to give everybody what they're supposed to have, and he has enough for everyone. But in relationships today in general, people, if they're not negative, they seem to covet. She looked like she got a little bit more than I do. Or I wonder how she got that, or when am I going to get mine? It seems like it's so hard for me right now. And people got to realize that we serve a big God, and he has enough for everyone. And everyone, no matter what it looks like, if you're finding them in a good season, they have went through something.
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't want to go through the bad times, when you looked at them when they were going through the bad times, you weren't jealous. So when God blesses them and they're getting some of the things that are wonderful in life, rejoice with them. You know, be happy for them.
Yes.
So if we could do that, you know, let's not covet. We're missing love. We're missing love
a lot
of times now.
Missing love and laughter.
Love and laughter, yes.
Love and laughter. That sounds like a show or something.
That's a book
I like
or something,
that.
Love a show or something.
That's something. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on that.
Yes, I bet. I like that.
Yeah, we like that. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm in my comedy spotlight with Miss Simi Mitchell. Oh, my goodness, she's a Christian comedian and speaker who appeals to congregations of all ages. She offers hilarious, clean comedy. Definitely check her out on the web at www.simi2laugh.com. All right, so I was having this conversation today, and I think this is funny. I want to hear your opinion. So I didn't know, it probably was maybe a few years ago, I didn't know that Caucasian kids got whippings with switches like black kids got whippings with switches. Did you know that? I thought only black people did the whippings with it. Did you know that Caucasian people get whipped with switches too?
Now, see, let me tell you something. I'm all the way in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay? And let me tell you something. Most of the people that's all the way in Las Vegas, Nevada, they come from somewhere else, mostly the country.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, I don't care if you're white, Hispanic, Asian, you will get the beat down with the switch. You'll see all kinds going. It's no discrimination with the switch out in Las Vegas, Nevada. There is no discrimination with the switch. Everybody know about the switch. Okay, and they know about, some people even know about wetting it and braiding it. So, no. Yes, I know in Las Vegas, Nevada, we all know a little bit about the switch out here.
let me say, this is a disclaimer, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show does not condone child abuse of any manner. This is just, you know, if you were brought up that way, I don't think we turned out too bad, those of us that had to go that route.
So we don't condone child
abuse, but do you think that the kids these days could stay, especially those bullies in the news that we're hearing about? I think they need some switches. What you think?
They need some switches. And let me tell you something. These kids that got this Ritalin, they don't need Ritalin. They need some switches. The kids taking the Ritalin, this attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, all it calls for is a switch. You see, it's a switch.
And go pick your own switch. We had to go pick our own switch.
Right, exactly. That's really what made it worse. And if you brought one in that was too small, you know what's going to be.
You got to go back.
You got to go back. And don't let them say, Don't make me get off the couch and go pick it. Oh, no, you know you're going to get whooped with the whole tree.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a whole tree.
Yes.
Tree just uprooted.
I'm telling you, somebody, I mean, especially with the bully situation, that kids feel like they need to take the one that is getting the bullying, feeling like they need to take drastic measures. I'm like, somebody needs to do something to the bullies. But that's just my
really
two
sad.
That's my
that's
two
really, it's so what much
apologies?
Of that. You,
yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You
no,
know, they have
ahead.
That new cyberbullying now. The computers are so, you know,
yes.
Everybody's on a tech with the technology kick. So we've got even cyberbullying. Who would have thought of that, you know, 10, 15 years ago?
Yes, because, you know, they used to tell us sticks and stones.
Right,
may
break
our
bone.
But words will never hurt you.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's because cyberbullying, it is all words, but it's really impacting people. Teens and
oh,
young
yeah.
people.
Definitely.
I
it is.
Beat them
I mean,
all. Switches.
Switches. The prescription is switches.
That's the prescription. Go to the
you got
to the Rite Aid and say, do y'all have, I'm trying to fill this prescription for switches.
That's
they
right.
will look.
Somebody needs to do a commercial. Somebody needs to do a commercial. Are your kids have ADHD? Do they talk back? Do they know everything? Are they getting straight F's in school? Are you tired of required parent conferences? No problem. We have what you need right here. Just open up a golden case. It is called the switch. The switch can be used on the knees, the backside, the back, the hands, and across the legs. The switch is got a guarantee, a three-day guarantee, that you will see a turnaround in your children's behavior after one use. After a one-time use, you will have a guarantee with the switch that the problems will be turned around.
Oh, my God. And don't get that switch on the back of that upper back thigh. Woo,
ooh.
In the whelps. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-mm. Don't
oh,
do it.
Oh, my goodness. Don't do it. Listen, what about entertainment, reality shows? Do you like reality shows?
You know what? There's a couple reality shows. I liked when Keisha Cole was on. I love that reality
yeah.
show. And I love my girl Lisa Ray. She's so dramatic. I just love her. But
yeah.
some of the reality, oh, the NBA wives. I guess it's safe to say.
But
like
half of them weren't wives. Half of them weren't even the wives.
That's true. I don't want to say it. NBA
girlfriends, significant others.
NBA streetwalkers. I was trying to say a nice word. NBA streetwalkers. That's what it should have been called. NBA streetwalkers.
Lord have mercy. That is so funny. And I'm telling you, like, what's the funniest thing you have seen happen in church? Like, the something that was real that you saw and you were like, oh, my goodness, I cannot make this up. The funniest thing you've seen happen in church.
Well, I have seen so many funny things, but I think the funniest thing that I've seen was, that I can recall right off the bat was, it gets to be 115 degrees in Las Vegas. 115 degrees. And there was a guy, he every Sunday he would come up to the ministers. And he only wanted to go to the women ministers because he liked to look at them while they prayed for him. I mean,
oh my God.
Check them out while they pray for him.
Uh-huh.
But this particular Sunday, I guess he couldn't get a bite. He was trying to get a girlfriend so bad at church. He actually wore a full
uh-huh.
mink coat. It was 115 degrees outside. And while the pastor was preaching, and the pastor had just started basically like Genesis chapter 1, and the word was, he just started, and the man went up, he went up to the altar, he put his hands up, he kneeled down like James Brown, took his jacket off and put it at the pastor's feet, like sexual chocolate,
yeah.
and walked out. I mean, it was so, everybody
real,
was like, really,
real
honestly, really? This is what he did. He was like, it was like, bam. He walked down the aisle. I mean, this was a big church, 3,000 members. He walked down the aisle with a mink coat,
uh-huh.
kneeled down, put his hands up like James Brown, like the father of soul,
uh-huh.
king of soul. And then after he did that, stood up, took his jacket off, put it at the altar, like, bam. Your word's so good. He only had to hit the second scripture. Your word's so good, you deserve my mink. And walked out.
And
yeah,
walked
that was like... And walked out like, damn.
My
and I mean, really, honestly, with the mink coat on. And then It's so bad is because the suit he was wearing with the shirt under it, he always left the three top buttons open so you could see the little taco meat. It was just,
oh my
it was
goodness.
Just a show. It was a production.
Ooh, well, I hope he had his mission accomplished, whatever that mm-hmm. was. Funny,
I don't know
funny,
what it
funny.
Was. yeah, exactly.
We don't know what it was. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm telling you, tell people how they can contact you for events and things of that nature, because I'm telling you, you are just funny to me.
Well, I tell you what, you go if they go to simmytolaugh.com, that's S-Y-M-M-I-E, the number 2, laugh.com, on my last page, there is a booking page, and you just put what you need in there. You can get in contact with me. It'll send me an automatic email to my business email. If you need a special rate or a special discount or it's a fundraiser, indicate that, and I work with your budget. If it seems like, you know, if it's fundraisers and things like that, I will work with you. And so, you know, they just, if they want to get a hold of me, they definitely want to go to my site and go to the booking page. And they could put little comments and things like that, and I will, you know, have someone from my staff get right back with them. And we'll work with your budget. Definitely.
Outstanding, outstanding. And then, of course, listeners, you can check out her media page to see the video and media segments, just some snippets there, and you will be rolling. Well, I have certainly enjoyed you, and I wish you much success, because comedy, it can be ministry. So I wish you much success
yes.
with your comedy ministry. We're going to keep up with you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we just want to thank you so much for stopping by all the way from Las Vegas.
Thank you, Ms. Charvette, and keep it going, sister. You all right in my book. I love the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to keep it moving.
All right.
Woo, listeners, I'm telling you, today's show was off the chain. We started out the top of the hour with our health and wellness spotlight with Tony Winston and Stacey Rodriguez, the owners of You Gals. You've seen them on the Dr. Oz Show. Check out their Lunch, Learn, and Latin Grooves event that's coming up October 30th in the capital city of Richmond. We went to our second segment with our artist spotlight, Todd Dulaney. Check out his single, Pulling Me Through, and you want to keep your eye on him, certainly. And then we wrapped up the show with our comedy spotlight. I had fun. You know, I love to laugh. You all know I love to laugh. Our comedy spotlight was Simi Mitchell. Check her out online at www.simi2laugh.com. Well, you know what? That's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Again, check me out at www.charvette.com. And until next Tuesday, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.